Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from PersonalDevelopmentIsFun.com. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about 10 very tiny life-changing habits that you can establish in the next 30 days. These are all very, very tiny habits, you know, habits which hardly take any effort to establish. Yet, if you can establish just these habits, your life can change radically in the next 30 days. So I've tried some of these habits and they've really, really helped me, you know, live a better life. So let me start with habit number one. Here's habit number one. Write down your goals for this year clearly on a piece of paper and look at these goals every day for the next 30 days. This is one habit that can really help you feel happier, more excited about your life, and more meaningful. All of us have dreams and goals. Just take a piece of paper and write down the top two or three things that you really want to achieve this year, and paste this piece of paper on a wall in your house, and that's that. Now look at this piece of paper every day for the next 30 days. This is one small habit that can make a huge difference in your life. For example, if your goal is to lose weight, you know, you can write, I want to lose 20 kilograms by the end of this year. Then whenever you come back from work, you can look at that. When you wake up, you can look at that sheet. Whenever you're not doing anything else, you can look at that sheet of paper. It will motivate you. It will make you take some action. And losing weight is just a small example. You can have any other goals of your choice. My point is, writing down your goals clearly on a piece of paper and sticking that piece of paper up and then looking at those goals for 30 days can really help you feel happier and live a better life. Here's habit number two. Create your own belief statement and read it every day for 30 days. You see, what happens is that many of us act out of instincts and emotions during our daily life. For example, what will you do, you know, if a shopkeeper hands you 100 extra rupees or 100 extra dollars without even realizing it? Will you keep the money or will you give the note back to the shopkeeper? Similarly, what will you do, you know, if you see a fight happening on the road? Will you stop the fight or will you just look the other side and go home? You know, there are many, many challenging situations where your instincts and your fears can get the better of you. Having a clear belief statement, you know, which talks about what you truly believe in, will help you live a life that is true to who you really are. All you need to do is take a piece of paper and write down your true beliefs. And these are just your beliefs. They're not beliefs of some other people. They are things you really believe in. For instance, you can write down, I believe that it is important to be honest. I believe that I want to help people around me as long as my own desires are also respected. Or you can write that I will keep my commitments. Or you can write, it is important for me to keep my commitments. Just write down all the things that are important to you. And then keep looking at this sheet of paper every day. As you look at this sheet of paper representing your beliefs for the next 30 days, you will start living a life that is true to what you believe in. And this will slowly lead to greater happiness, greater joy, and greater self-worth. You'll feel better about yourself. So why not try this technique out for the next 30 days? It's quite simple. All you need is 15 minutes to write down your true beliefs on a sheet of paper. Here's habit number three. That's again an interesting habit and again quite easy to establish. Start reading 5 pages of a book related to one particular field you're interested in for the next 30 days. Now that's quite easy to do, isn't it? 5 pages is not much at all. You can read 5 pages in maybe 5 minutes. However, this is a habit that can really benefit you in the long term. If you read 5 pages of a book in any particular field every day, in that case, you will read 150 pages in a month. you will definitely read around 10 to 12 books in a year, isn't it? So this habit can help you become an expert in any given field in around 2 years or so. Again, it's a tiny habit to establish, very easy, but it can pay you rich dividends. If you read a book related to your current career, you'll definitely be benefited, you know, in your career also. If you read a book in a totally unrelated field, even then, you will gain expertise in another field without even realizing it, because it's just 5 pages a day. So why not try this technique for the next 30 days? Habit number 4. Start exercising, running or walking for just 15 minutes a day for 30 days. Again, this is such an easy habit to establish. I'm just talking about 15 minutes a day. I myself started taking walks, you know, some months ago, and I walked for 20 minutes a day for 30 days. Then, after a month of doing that, I started walking for 30 minutes a day for 30 days. Then, I started walking for 40 minutes a day for the next 30 days. Right now, I'm walking for 50 minutes a day for 30 days. So, you can see that slowly but steadily, I'm becoming fitter and fitter because of this one habit, you know, of exercising or walking for 20 minutes a day initially. Now, you may already be walking enough. How about jogging for 15 minutes a day? How about playing a sport for 15 minutes a day? Or exercising? Every one of us has the time, and you know, doing this will definitely make you fitter, and it will also increase your energy levels throughout the day. So that's habit 4 for you. Why not try it for 30 days? Habit number 5. Read one positive article every day for the next 30 days. You know, it's quite easy to feel that the world is really going to the dogs, that everything bad is happening in the world. I mean, come on. Like, whenever I read the news, that's how I feel. However, reading just one positive article every single day can help you really feel good about yourself and the world. And that can help you take a lot of concrete action. And as I keep saying, you know, and as I felt in my life as well, taking just one concrete action is much, much better than thinking about, you know, 100 things that cannot be fixed. And one positive article can help you take that concrete action. So, well, why not try this habit for the next 30 days? Read one positive article every day for the next 30 days. There are so many, you know, interesting websites out there. Even if you consider personaldevelopmentisfun.com, that's my website. Again, it has around 180 articles. And these articles are increasing. So you can say that you can read one positive article a day from there for the next 6-7 months. Habit number 6. Help one stranger a day for the next 30 days. Now, this might seem like a weird habit to you. Like, why would one want to, you know, experiment with this habit, and how is it going to radically change your life? For some reason, when you help someone without expecting anything in return, there is a special kind of joy that wells up, you know, inside all of us. I know that sounds, again, weird, and it's also contrary to what we think we should feel. Like, all of us have been taught that, you know, human beings are always trying to maximize self-interest. Only self-interest gives you joy. But actually helping someone without thinking about how that help will come back to you is something that can really fill your day with joy and happiness. I remember one day, you know, I was really sad. And as I was walking, I saw this beggar sitting near me. And I just felt the urge to buy something to eat and give this homeless person. And as I did that, I felt joy welling up inside me. And I wasn't sad anymore. From feeling okay and sad, I went on to feeling very good, just like that. And this has happened in umpteen situations. I remember a day when I went to a park bench and I just kept a 50 rupee note on that park bench and wrote a letter. I said, "Hi there, I don't know you, but I hope you have a great day." And I wrapped this, you know, letter around the 50 rupee note and I left it on a park bench. That's it. Some stranger would find it And he would be surprised, and I'm sure it would make his day. And it made my day too, you know, doing this. So for some reason, helping strangers just makes you happy. So why not try doing this for the next 30 days? You can maybe send an anonymous greeting card, help some person with directions, or just, you know, offer help to anyone around you who seems to need help. Of course, that person will be helped, but you'll also feel great. Here's habit number 7. Give out 2 compliments a day for the next 30 days. Again, for some reason, the more you genuinely appreciate people, the more amazing you feel. Some years ago, I tried this technique. You know, I used to be very critical of everything around me. I used to think negatively almost all the time. And that's when I started this practice. I told myself that I would give out 5 genuine compliments every single day for the next 30 days. And this radically changed my life. I became a happier person. I started seeing nicer things in other human beings. And almost all of a sudden, nicer human beings started manifesting around me. I know it sounds all new agey, but then it happened to me. So again, this is a great habit you can try out. And what's wrong in trying? You can give 2 compliments a day for the next 30 days, genuinely. Here's habit number 8. You can try meditating for 5 minutes every day for the next 30 days. Again, this is quite an easy habit to establish. You can even search for the meditation experiment at Personal Development is Fun. I have tried this and I did feel more peaceful and more relaxed. And meditation doesn't have to be complicated. You can just close your eyes and just notice your breath. When thoughts come in and you notice that you're thinking and daydreaming, you just come back to noticing your breath. That's it. It's not that complicated at all. And if that sounds very boring, you can even try really listening to a song. You know, you can pay attention to the lyrics, you can pay attention to the music for 5 minutes. Just lose yourself in that song for 5 minutes, and that will be meditation. Or you can even take a walk, you know, around your neighborhood, and you can observe the things around you instead of only thinking about things in your head. And as you do that for 5 minutes, that will be meditation. In any case, try meditating for the next 30 days. Again, quite a useful habit. Habit number 9. Journal for 10 minutes every day for 30 days. Now, this is again a habit that almost completely transformed my life. When I say journal, what I mean is, at the end of every day, open this Word document or take a piece of paper and write down how your day was. Then write down what you did well during the day. Then write down what you can do better tomorrow. And that's it. Then plan your next day. As you write these things down and as you jot down the lessons you have learned today and what you can do better tomorrow, you'll automatically start seeing your days getting better and better. You'll also feel a renewed sense of confidence. You'll feel good about your day even if nothing works out. And that's because you will know, you know, the reason why things didn't go well today, and you will know how you can make your next day better. It'll just be a great way to make you more aware of what's going on in your life. Again, why not try it out for 30 days? And here's habit number 10, the last habit that I'm recommending. This is face one fear a day for 30 days. You see, many of us are afraid. Even I am afraid of so many things. When I worked at a job, I was afraid my, you know, boss wouldn't catch me opening Facebook. I was afraid of asking for a raise. Many guys are afraid of asking girls out. I'm afraid many times before posting an article because I think, what will people say when they read this? There are just so many fears all of us have. And at some level, these fears hold us back. Say the fear of public speaking. Again, a very cool habit to establish is to face one fear a day for the next 30 days. It needn't be a huge fear, but then it can be a tiny fear. But it has to be one fear a day, and that's that for the next 30 days. Again, I did conduct this experiment publicly some years ago, so you can search for the fear experiment at Personal Development is Fun. You will find some interesting articles there. So these are 10 tiny habits that you can establish or try out for the next 30 days. Now, definitely, I'm not saying you should try out all of these habits at once. That's impossible. Just pick one of these habits. Just one. And that's it. Try it out for the next 30 days. I am sure that if you pick just one of these habits and try them for the next 30 days, your life will radically improve. You'll definitely start feeling more hopeful, more excited, and just happier. So why not? That's what, you know, I would recommend in this podcast episode. Just pick one and try it out for the next 30 days. The best part is, if it doesn't suit you, you will at least have tried a new growth experience. You know, it'll be a nice learning experience. Sometimes one habit leads to another. For example, walking for 20 minutes a day led to me walking for 30, 40, and 50 minutes a day. Similarly, walking led to greater happiness and greater energy, which helped me work more on this site and on other projects. So one thing sometimes leads to another. Helping the stranger, for example, could lead to new connections. Meditation could lead to a greater positive vibe, you know, which could lead to better performance at work. So, well, take your pick. So, that's it for now. And of course, you can subscribe to email updates at personaldevelopmentisfun.com, and that way you'll get picture quotes every alternate day. You'll get these podcast episodes and more news about any articles I write. So all the best and have a wonderful day today. A day at the end of which you'd really feel satisfied. Bye.